Alright, we're back, and we're back with a very special guest today who is our new Destination Worldview feature, but one we hope will be with us for a long time. Her name is Bonnie Neely, travel journalist, world traveler, and with her husband Bill, they're in the inspiration behind their company RealTravelAdventures.com. Good morning, Bonnie.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining our show and sharing your experiences with our radio audience and with Roy and I.
Thank you for having me. I'm looking forward to visiting with you.
Nice to have you here this morning, Bonnie, after a lot of correspondence. And I just want to mention that you've chosen a subject today that has fascinated me for years. And unfortunately, neither Marcus and I or I have had the opportunity to experience firsthand. So how about taking us on a mental journey? Let's go barging in Europe.
Well, it was a very special trip for us. We enjoyed this trip last summer. We chose the company Go Barging European Waterways Limited because they're the oldest and most experienced barging company in the European waterways, and they were celebrating their 30th anniversary last year while we were celebrating our 40th on the barge trip.
Congratulations.
Well, that's great. That was super.
Barging is a wonderful way to travel. I have a type AA personality. I always have to be doing something. I'm working all the time, and my husband is very laid back. But for me, the first day of the barge trip was kind of culture shock. I was just going frantically, trying to learn how to rest and relax. But for the rest of the week, it was absolutely incredible, just the experience of the leisure of just sitting back, watching the beautiful scenery go by, while you're sipping French wine and just enjoying a wonderful, luxurious, restful week.
What time of the year was it that you did this, Bonnie?
We were in July.
Beautiful.
We did not know, coming from Texas, we were expecting bugs and mosquitoes and all of that on the waterways, but France does not have that kind of problem.
Exactly. Oh, really?
Yes, we had cool evenings and lovely, warm but not hot days.
And good wine.
And wonderful wine. We were taking the trip southeast of Paris on the Nivernais Canal and the Yonne River, the barge trip began in Auxerre. Our captain picked us up in a van in Paris and drove us about an hour and a half or two down to the little 300 AD village of Auxerre.
Oh, wow. Well, what's also interesting, Bonnie,
or the Burgundy wine country.
Right. What's interesting, Bonnie,
the Burgundy Valley is just exquisite with medieval stone villages and just incredible placid countryside views and beautiful hillsides that you pass and beautiful meadows and farmlands and vineyards everywhere.
Bonnie, I know it's sometimes hard to hear us, and I was just trying to say that what I also found interesting here that you make mention of is that that you found the old politics aside, that you found the service and the French people very, very friendly, and which is quite the opposite of what one has heard, over the years, and I think that's wonderful to hear that.
Yes, and we've had other trips to France, the last one being about 6 years ago, and we were just amazed at how very friendly the people are. They are not reluctant to speak English to you, and we know a little bit of French, but our Texas pronunciation makes it impossible for them to understand it. We had to resort to writing down things in years past, but now they were happy to speak English to us everywhere we went, not just on the barge trip, but in Paris and in the countryside. And they were very friendly to us and made us feel welcome. And everything is so clean. That was not our experience in the past.
Yes.
We found restrooms everywhere we went cleaner than the ones in the U.S., I'm ashamed to say.
Sure, Bonnie, if you will, share with us something about barges, what they're like. I mean, one hears a barge and it doesn't sound very attractive. But
you think you're going to be sleeping on a, string hammock and taking an outdoor shower.
No, quite the contrary. This barge that we were on is La Belle Epoque, which is their premier barge and their oldest one. And it was newly renovated and absolutely beautifully appointed. We had private staterooms with very comfortable beds and lovely appointments and private marble baths for each stateroom.
Wow.
And it holds 12 people, and plus the crew, and the crew is 5 to 6. We had 5, and we found it just very luxurious. They have a beautifully appointed salon with lovely decor and polished wood and a beautiful family-style dining around a lovely table.
How was the food?
The food was incredible. We had our own private French chef, and he is well-trained, had 4 years of chef school and had lots of experience in fine restaurants. And you could have whatever you wanted him to bring you all day long. And an open bar of 24 hours at no extra cost. But the meals were designed to be leisurely and elegant and many courses, and the food was just beyond belief.
That sounds absolutely marvelous.
Tour was designed, we did not realize it at first. In fact, it was towards the end of the week that we were reflecting on the fact that we were getting a thorough explanation of French cuisine, wines, and cheeses,
right,
as well as the history of the places that they were involved. Each day we toured for a half day, and then, we barged for a half day,
right,
and then usually after lunch we had a private tour somewhere on land that pertained to something about the meal of the day or the wine or the cheese that we were experiencing. And at every meal we had 2 different cheeses and 2 different wines of the area.
Wow.
Sounds marvelous.
Sounds marvelous. And I think also, now the barges are obviously, they're not moving at any fast pace, so you're just leisurely going down these canals or rivers or whatever one refers to them as. And so you have a really good opportunity to take in the scenery and probably some tours in the areas.
You really do. The barge goes at, well, actually we got off on the bicycles that the barge furnished for us, excellent bicycles, and there are paths right beside the canal because the horses used to pull these barges.
Ah.
When the canals were built in the late 1700s, they were built because the rivers were not level. They had rapids, and they had to get products from the countryside to the cities, to Paris especially.
Right.
So they had to build these canals with a system of locks, which actually we ascended 1,500 feet in the course of the week and went through 47 different locks.
Good heavens!
So that was quite an experience, and our particular barge was the largest on the canal and had only a few inches to spare in every direction fitting into the locks. So our captain had to be very experienced and very good.
Now, but when you say it was the largest, there were only like, what, 8 cabins? How many cabins on this particular barge?
We had, it would hold 12 people, so there
right.
were 6 cabins
okay.
for tourists.
Right. Right.
But when I say the largest, I mean the longest.
Right.
We had a very long private deck that we could sit on in the sun, you know, and that's where the smokers would go. And then we had an inside salon and dining room as well. Some of the barges that we passed were smaller and also more cramped. They might hold 30 people instead of 12. This was truly a luxury barge cruise.
And so what you had was a lot of public area on the boat.
Yes,
on the barge. Yeah.
And this would be a perfect trip for 6 couples or a family to take because it was such wonderful experience of being together, and yet you could get off at the any time along the way because they were moving so slowly. You could get off and walk or ride a bicycle and just wander the countryside and then meet the barge at the next lock.
Tell us some of the highlights of this particular barge cruise.
Well, it was designed particularly to educate us about the special wines. The vineyards in this area are the 5th oldest in France, and they grow the Chardonnay and Pinot Noir grapes.
Right.
And it's where Chablis wine originated.
Yeah.
So our first stop was in the little town of Chablis, where we had a wine tasting in their, what they call their wine graveyard, for hundreds of years. They have used the tunnels beneath the city that were built to escape back in the days of the marauders.
Right.
They could escape to the forest by means of these tunnels. There are 15 miles of these tunnels, and people for all of these centuries have brought their wine there to be stored because the temperature and climate are perfect for keeping wine.
How clever.
But they don't mark their bottles, and if someone dies, then the bottles are forgotten, so it's kind of the wine graveyard. That was a very interesting tour.
Yeah.
Then we went to the largest drive-in bar in the world. It had 25 miles for storing champagne.
Good heavens above.
And there was a wonderful, you know, wine tasting and champagne tasting on both of those occasions.
And that's real champagne.
It really is. And it's, and it's where the whole process began.
Yeah.
So it's the wines of the region are completely untainted. They're grown organically. There are no pesticides used and no additives as we have in American wines. And I happen to be allergic to wine in America. It makes me feel just dizzy and terrible just in a few sips. But over there, it didn't have that effect at all. And they explained it was the additives that are in American wine.
Yeah. Yeah.
I get a little dizzy sometimes with wine, but it's not from a few sips.
No. Roy on his third bottle gets a little incoherent.
I happen to be the world's cheapest drunk.
Well, Bonnie,
a luxuriously restful experience, and we came away with such a thorough understanding of the French people and such an appreciation for them. My husband is a historian, and he said it was like stepping back in time and experiencing the way people traveled historically and, you know, at a leisurely pace, and just could really enjoy life. And we kind of lose that here in our rush around in America.
Hilly bully.
And it was just a wonderful, restful experience. It would also be, for us, we didn't know anyone else on the trip, and we thought there may be lots of other languages involved and all that, but they seemed to plan their guests, or if you don't know each other, to speak the same language. We had other guests from England and from Australia.
Huh.
It's kind of like a bed and breakfast on a barge.
Yes.
Bonnie, we have
like
about a minute.
Entertainment that you get on a cruise ship.
Right.
Because you must bring the entertainment and be part of the convivial conversation at each meal, because the meals are designed for long, leisurely enjoyment of each other. And that was very fascinating to talk with the other tourists.
We have about a minute left, Bonnie. I'd like you to just share with us, first of all, and our audience, a little bit about your website, and also how they can get more information on barging.
Oh, okay. My website is realtraveladventures.com, and it's a free magazine subscription. It's a monthly e-zine. With lots of professional writers and travelers that write for us, and professional photographers, so it's a really good place to go. And we have several stories there on the barging, and we also on Destination Worldview, which is part of your website,
right.
Is an excellent place to learn more.
Yeah.
Okay, Bonnie.
Europeanwaterways.com.
That's super. And as Bonnie says, this and other great articles by Bonnie can be found on realtraveladventures.com and on the Destination Worldview section of our website, ttrn.com. Bonnie, I want to thank you very much, and we're looking forward. I know we have you scheduled from some for some other articles, and those of that you want to see the schedule can go to Destination Worldview and scroll on down the calendar, and you can see when Bonnie will be back with some other great things she's going to share with us, and I believe one of them is going to be RVing.
Yes, we do lots of RVing, so we'll look forward to that. Thank you so much. I enjoyed being on your show today.
Hey, Bonnie, it was our pleasure to have you on, and a really refreshing, wonderful view of barging in Europe.
Well, thank you. I always enjoy your show. It's so informative.
All right.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We'll talk to you again. Bye now. All right. Well, you're listening to Talk and Travel with Marcus and Roy. And when we come back, we're going to have another wonderful guest, Mr. Evan Eggers, president of O2Cruise.com. So stay tuned. We're going to pay some bills, and we'll be back real soon.